The Neat and Tidy Kitchen. It was a cold, cold day, but a cozy fire was blazing in the kitchen. May and Kenny had gone to school, and the farmer was out working in the fields. Leo the cat lay in front of the kitchen fire while the farmer's wife baked a ginger cake. Then she washed the dishes and scrubbed the table, because she did like her kitchen to be neat and tidy. But the farmer came back carrying a hen in his arms.
Cookie's wing is broken. Can she rest by the fire?
I can't have hens in my tidy kitchen.
But think of all the eggs Cookie has given us, said the farmer.
And Cookie went, so sadly, that at last the wife said, very well.
So the farmer put Cookie into a box of straw and went out again. His wife swept the floor because she did like her kitchen to be neat and tidy. Just as she finished, the farmer came back carrying a baby lamb.
Our sheep Martha has died in the cold. Her baby has no one to snuggle him. Let him keep warm by the fire.
I can't have lambs in my tidy kitchen.
Oh, but think of all the wool Martha gave us last summer.
And the lamb went, so sadly, that at last the farmer's wife said, very well.
After the farmer had gone, she wiped all the worktops because she did like her kitchen to be neat and tidy. But before lunch, the farmer came back, carrying five little puppies.
Garter has had her pups in the barn. It's too cold out there. Let them lie by the fire.
I can't have pups in my tidy kitchen.
Oh, but think how bravely Garter has kept the fox away from our chickens, said the farmer,
and the puppies whimpered, until at last the farmer's wife said, oh, very well.
Soon Garda came running in to lie beside them. The farmer's wife scrubbed the floor and polished the brass because she did like her kitchen to be neat and tidy. But at tea time, the farmer and the cowman and the shepherd came in for tea. The farmer had a goose under one arm.
Its feet got tangled in fishing line down by the river. It's quite upset. Can Matthew the cowman sit and soothe it by the fire?
But I can't have a goose in my tidy kitchen.
But think of all the soft feathers this old goose will give us one day. Enough for cushions, for those old fireside chairs, said the farmer.
And the goose limped about so sadly when it was set down on the floor that at last the farmer's wife said, very well.
So Matthew sat down by the fire with the goose on his knee, and Bill the shepherd sat down beside him. And soon they were both snoring loudly. The farmer's wife said,
oh!
And went to clean the windows, because she did like her kitchen to be neat and tidy, and it was not in the least bit neat and not at all tidy. As she polished the windows, she saw May and Kenny running home from school with a whole crowd of their friends. They burst in through the kitchen door saying,
it's cold outside. Let's have tea by the fire.
Then they stared in amazement, for the kitchen was not in the least bit neat and not at all tidy. The farmer's wife clutched her apron.
Oh, dear, my kitchen's so untidy and there's no room by the fire.
But Kenny and May and all their friends squeezed in beside Cookie and the lamb, Garda and her puppies, the goose and Leo the cat, Matthew the Carman and Bill the shepherd. They ate ginger cake and stroked the animals and said,
"This is much better than a neat and tidy kitchen."